This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Anthony Orsini, a practicing neonatologist and president of the Orsini Way. The Orsini Way provides communication training programs to hospitals and healthcare professionals for the purpose of enhancing patient experience and improving outcomes. Dr. Orsini is also here to discuss his new book, It's All in the Delivery, Improving Healthcare, Starting with a Single Conversation. And Dr. Orsini, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
And certainly our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, if you would, for starters, tell us about your professional background and what led you to create the Orsini Way.
Sure. I'm a board-certified pediatrician and neonatologist. I've been practicing for over 25 years. I'm originally from New Jersey. I did my training in Philadelphia, and now I practice here in beautiful Orlando for the last 6 years. I've been fascinated with the way healthcare professionals communicate with their patients, specifically how we as physicians deliver sad news for many, many years. As a neonatologist who cares for the sickest and most premature infants, sadly, I have very difficult conversations with parents on a fairly regular basis. And these conversations range from your child has passed away or might have a lifelong handicap. As a physician in training, I was very aware of the impact that physicians' words and mannerisms can have on families, especially during difficult times. And telling a parent that their child died was something that early on in my career, frankly, scared me to death. You see, most people probably don't know, but doctors receive little or no training on how to communicate and navigate through difficult conversations. I certainly did not at the time. And when I turned to even the most respected senior physicians, I really got no guidance. It seemed that some physicians were good communicators, while most of them struggled. One night during my training, I witnessed a really respected and frankly extremely kind doctor, someone that I looked up with, tell a father that his newborn son had died in a very abrupt and awkward manner. And I talk about that in very detail in my book. But that night really changed me profoundly, and I decided to really dedicate the rest of my career to teaching physicians how to communicate, teaching healthcare providers how to convey compassion, and really teaching communication techniques to people who really want to build trusting relationships. And so I developed through research of over 10 years, which included interviews with patients and families, and over a decade of research developed the Orsini Way, which is a method of communication for not only physicians, but for everyone.
I'm sure there's such a need in the space, and really appreciate your sharing some of the highlights that led you and motivated you to creating the Orsini Way. Now, tell us, if you would, what are some of the aspects of the Orsini Way training?
Well, the Orsini Way is a method of communication, as I said, designed to teach healthcare providers how to quickly build rapport and form trusting relationships. You know, as physicians, we sometimes don't have time to get to know our patients, and it's very important that we build that trust very quickly. Unlike other programs that teach communication that tell you what to say using scripts, the Orsini Way teaches you how to communicate. It's got a strong emphasis on nonverbal language, for instance, and other programs emphasize the words, but words are only about 10% of the whole message. What's exciting about the Orsini Way is that I like to believe that we actually rewire the way you perceive communication. Once you understand what's important to the patient, what's important to communication in general, that training is permanent. And so I don't teach you what to say, I teach you how to say it. It's therefore useful for people not only in their professional career, but also in their personal lives also. And we've trained business leaders and health professionals and everyone. So it's really understanding how to communicate and what makes someone a good communicator, a good leader, a good professional, and how to build that relationship.
And of course, you recently released your first book, It's All in the Delivery. Can you tell us about why you wrote this book and give us a brief preview of the book, if you don't mind?
Well, people ask me why I call it It's All in the Delivery. You know, I read a long time ago that a famous comedian was once asked why his jokes were so funny. And his response was, it's all in the delivery. And not a day goes by that I don't think of that phrase often. And I can tell you that I receive emails from people that I've trained telling me that every single day in their mind, they hear it's all in the delivery. It's an understanding about it's not what you say, it's how you say it. I wrote the book to reach a larger audience, frankly. The Orsini Way has used, and over the last decade or so, I've used different educational formats to train communication, ranging from half-day interactive workshops with large groups, all the way to a unique individualized training program that we use videotape improvisational role-playing with professional actors to teach people how to communicate and form that bond. And we even now have a new digital format. But using these methods, I've been able to train really thousands of healthcare providers across the country, but that's just only a small portion of people that really need to be trained. I wanted to share the Orsini Way of communicating with really anyone who wanted to learn, regardless of whether they could attend my workshop or not. So, you know, the average physician sees almost 200,000 patients in a typical career. So if I can just have a small part in helping them learn to communicate, I'll have such a big impact. I've read several books on the topic of communication, but it's all delivery, really. I'm excited about it because it combines practical, easy-to-follow, simple techniques with some interesting storytelling that enhances the experience. You know, all I could say is I really wish I had this book when I was learning and when I was training, and the book has gotten great reviews even from more senior positions, so it's been great.
Well, it certainly sounds like it, and I like where you came up with the name and how it resonated. That's pretty awesome there. Today we're joined by Dr. Anthony Orsini, a practicing neonatologist and president of the Orsini Way, and the author of the new book, It's All in the Delivery, Improving Healthcare, Starting with a Single Conversation. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Healthcare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, is this book just for medical professionals and patients, or can the same principles in the book be applied to business leaders?
Well, the Orsini Way was originally developed for healthcare professionals, but really the book, It's All in the Delivery, and the Orsini Way method of communication applies to anyone. It applies to healthcare professionals, to patients, but also applies to business leaders. The book covers topics such as how to build instant rapport with somebody, even if you're meeting them for the first time. It covers techniques on how to build trust and create loyalty. These are all very important things in business. You know, one of the biggest problems I hear from my business friends is that they have this abundance of managers who just don't know how to communicate and therefore can't lead. They're brilliant, but they just don't understand communication and have really never been taught those skills. HR professionals, for instance, are required to break bad news all the time. And in fact, sadly, with the COVID crisis, I've been contacted by many HR professionals because they find themselves in the situation where they have to tell Jane or Larry that the person who sat next to them for the last 15 years has passed away from COVID, or they're separating people from their jobs even more often. So if you practice the same techniques that I talk about in It's All in the Delivery, it doesn't matter whether you're in business or if you're a healthcare professional, they'll be equally helpful. You know, as I could say, if you can learn to tell somebody in the most compassionate manner how their child died, then other conversations relatively should be easy.
Yeah, that's for sure on that, and good point made as well. Now, why is it so important to master compassionate communication in both the medical field and in the business world?
Well, in healthcare, we know without a doubt, studies have shown that patients who feel that they have bonded to their healthcare provider, that they have a relationship, even if they met them for the first time, they're more likely to take their prescribed treatment plan, take their medications, and they actually have better outcomes. And the hottest topic in healthcare today is improving the patient experience. And the patient experience is all about communication, building rapport, and building trust. And in business, it's the same thing. If you want to be an effective leader, if you want to be a compassionate HR professional, you really need to learn the concept of compassionate communication. Studies have shown in business that how you separate someone from business, how you fire them, the manner in which you do that, can make the difference between that person leaving the office very angry or not. And it makes an important impression on you as a person and as a company. So compassionate communication is not hard to learn, and I cover it in my book, but it is a valuable technique for everyone.
Well, I'm sure I'm not the only one appreciative of your taking the time to write the book. It's all in the delivery and really focusing in on the need and the importance of good communication, especially within the healthcare space. Tell us where people can purchase the book and how to get in contact with you for a training program.
So the book's available now on Amazon, Kindle, and other e-formats, such as Apple Book and 16 other e-formats, actually. It can also be purchased on paperback through Amazon. But you can also contact me at www.theorsiniway.com. If you purchase, you could also purchase the book from our website, and you'll receive a signed copy. And if you need to get in touch with me to inquire about any programs, you can go through the website or email us at info@theorsiniway.com, and we'll be happy to talk to you about any further programs and training. But as I said, I'm so excited about this book because I think it's something that I would recommend to really anyone who's early on in their career, whether it's a medical student all the way to a senior, but also to anyone who wants to really learn some cool stuff about communication.
Well, this is certainly fabulous, and again, pleased that you made this resource available to the public. Again, folks, it is theorsiniway.com. Dr. Orsini, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric, and please stay safe.
And you're more than welcome, and you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Anthony Orsini, a practicing neonatologist and president of the Orsini Way, and the author of the new book, It's All in the Delivery, Improving Healthcare, Starting with a Single Conversation. And for further details, simply visit theorsiniway.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.